Production. Recorded live.
Hi, everyone. This is Nancine Meyer. Tina's on the go again. I think you knew you were going to be with me. For those of you that are new, I am a Sixth Sensory practitioner. I have angel clairvoyance since the age of 5, which seems like 2 lifetimes ago. And I'm also a practicing medium with the sweet ones or deceased loved ones. I've been practicing for probably getting close to 13 years now, and I also love the mainstream and do a lot of personal enrichment courses. That is why my website is mainstreetangel.com. I believe that you know how to reach Tina at Ask Intuitions and Guides, and you can find me at mainstreetangel.com, or if you have questions when we're done, call. Write to me at the website. My phone is 623-544-3304. Saturday is the 11th of October, and that means the doors are open. So I know Tina, when she hears this, will jump into, I'm going to right off the bat take $11 off of any sessions that you have with me starting October 11th, and maybe we'll run it on through November 11th. So that's all our little advertising. Now there's something you can do, whether you're typing in the chat room. Housekeeping, please be patient in the chat room if you do have a question. Sometimes I'm the one that's technologically challenged and I won't be in there typing right away, but I see you. I'm not forgetting you. Those that you of you that like that are verbal is another way of communicating. Just go ahead and say, Nancine, I have a question. I'll hear you and we'll address it. So be yourself, be comfortable to speak up. Here's a good way to start that. So take your fingers off the keyboard for a while, or even if you have to lay your phone down for a minute. We've been going through all these tough times. We all know, we've heard it said. So I want you to take like an index finger of each hand, put it at that corner of your lip there, each side, and move that little skin up into the smile face. And don't pick up your phone or your keyboard until you can let it go and keep it there, and you'll hear it in your voice. You'll feel it in your energy. Oh, so it's good to check. A lot of times people say, I am smiling. Well, you know, that's what they give us mirrors and all, but also hands for, is check the corners. So push it on up. You own it, your smile, and put it on. We're going to be talking about divine guidance, so it has nothing to do, in a certain sense, with that big, nasty world outside. I'm bringing it to this forum for you because there's a lot going on where people are getting misguidance. And there's some basic guidelines I want you to keep in your heart or write them down. What is divine guidance and what it's not, and get you faster on your trail. So I tried to choose another topic for you tonight. By the way, at the end, we'll try to do angel readings when I quiet down some. So just write your question down, or I'm sure they will give you one. I wanted to talk about so many things, and I am clairaudient as well as clairvoyant, and I clearly hear the angels say to me in that sweet voice, you know, dear, this is so important. People are missing and misstating our divine communications. And from my heart to yours and from my experience, there's no judgment when angels tell us things like this. It's the deepest love. And so we're going to honor that love, and we're going to go there. And again, write your questions in the chat room or verbally speak up. A housekeeping note that I want to share with you is on terms. Just kind of open up the real physical ears and hear this. There is a difference when we speak of receiving divine guidance versus perfecting or being a channel to entities on the other side of the veil. And both are great. There is a difference. Divine guidance, you got it, folks. You've got it. You don't have to work any harder at it. It's inborn. It's natural. It's always available to you. That's your connection that you always have with God. The second, which we're not going to talk a lot about tonight, channeling or mediums, all of those terms, six sensories, it's a choice, I would say, whereas divine guidance is a given. Channeling is a choice, and there's some training in that where you develop your own vocabulary with your guides and all. And the great news is the one you can't lose and the other, it doesn't make you greater or lesser using it or not using it. So keep working on that smile, knowing that. Divine guidance is yours to have. You can trust it when you learn to identify it. You receive divine guidance through what I call the true you. And the true you is the light being whom God and you co-created into a physical expression of source on the earth plane. Sometimes you've heard it referred to as your higher self. And that little saying, you can write me if you want it, just that came from the angels to me to share you. It bears repeating. The true you is a light being whom God and you co-created into a physical expression of source on the earth plane. Why I share that sentence with you is when it was given to me, I always say, wish I wrote that. Secondly, the true you, again, is never disconnected and always receives divine guidance clearly, completely, regularly. So I asked my angels, well, these terms are something. Then what about spirit? I know I toss it around. And they give to us the fact that that is the true you's communication system. So the true you is the light being. And your communication system of that true you, its broadcast signals, if you will, are embodied in what we know as our true spirit. That's why we put our hand over the heart and go, Spirit, what should I focus on today? Think of it as your radio antenna. I guess we only use MP3s now, but whatever. Think of it as the connectors. I told you I was technologically challenged in terms. But that's what spirit is. That's your antenna. So you might even take a little challenge every day and ask yourself, hey, is my radio on? Hand over heart. Spirit, what should I focus on this evening? Questions that come to mind, and sometimes I hear them. Well, if I'm getting this guidance all the time, and again, if you want a simple formula, true you plus true spirit equals divine communication or divine guidance. So you want to make sure your antenna's up. You can't lose it from the true you. It's kind of like, did anybody out there ever have your cable line cut, you know, in the middle of one of the most important games or something like that, all right? And say, oh, God, my line's cut, and we rant and we rave. Well, we do this with our God connection. Use source, use whatever is comfortable for you. Is that our antenna aren't up, or we cut the connection? Sometimes there's healing that's needed in our God connection. And I'm not speaking about religion. Sometimes we're just clogged and think, well, I think it's a hallucination and I don't know if it's right talking to God. Those are things that we call healing. Tina or I can talk to you privately. And by the way, we are all healing. We are all forgiving every moment, every day. Because we live in the physical world, and we're getting this stuff on us. And when we go to bed at night, we just hit the pillow. Yeah, you know, shut the news off. Hit the pillow. Hello? Hello? Is someone turning that radio off? Can we put it on? Thank you. Mark, are you there? Okay. Well, either one of you has a really wild, excited guide, or we should all be off dancing. Okay. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to go right back to the... It's happened before. Lights go on and off. It just means you all brought all your angels. And somebody out there is probably very clairaudient, and you don't listen, so they just went right ahead. And I know, cell phone, you're so cute. I hear you. Thank you. I said cute because I forgot you're not Tina this evening. All right, so that's your formula. And it's not a bad thing to tack on a mirror somewhere like, wow, do I have it? Or just Tina and Nancine and all the other many people in the books you read and say, do I have it? Absolutely. You cannot lose divine guidance. Each morning, you know I'm great for telling you, look in your eyes, love yourself, hug yourself. Use your name and say, I am divine. So I would be saying, Nancine, you are divine. And that's calling on that connection. Write the formula. True you plus true spirit. That means, okay, I'm communicating. Equals the communication, the two-way. Now, take some deep breaths and know in this physical expression, that is what we are in body on earth, you also have, as do I, a false you or false self. Sometimes we call it ego. Sometimes we call it lower self. There's nothing wrong with it. We created it without God's help, and we create this false self without asking for any help from the spiritual realm. Because, what? After all, we believe he or she has work to do, so I'll just make up this other self for me. Don't bother with asking for divine help. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, I'm above and beyond my ego. Not going to happen. Your false self or ego, pick the word again you like, lower self, is not going anywhere while you're in a body and here on earth. In fact, a whole nother topic, it does follow each person back to the other side for a while when we die until we're retrained as a light being. So, and how much training, if anybody's asking, it depends how much the we learn, at, which we call soul lessons when we're here, and how much of that ego cocoon we need to get rid of. But it's very important to you, I bring this to you, that you know you have true you and false self. It's important because the false self is asleep. We all have this, even if you're shaking your head out there saying, not me. We all have this in a physical experience. The false self is asleep, all at varying degrees. Some of us are a little more alert from time to time. Here's how you know it's the false self. It believes it's different, separate, better or worse. And I don't know about everybody out there, but throughout my days I go, I didn't do as good. Ooh, I did better. That's my false self. I'm not connected. In a word, not only does our false self feel I'm special, that's its primary goal in the physical experience, to become unique or special. And we wonder why we're getting tired. So if you have any questions on that. In another part of the false self is it's fear-based. You hear that often enough. But just when you think about it, if your goal is to become special or be unique, I know Tina and I were talking about people have stopped writing books because they feel that, gosh, can we, like, bring the music down? Wow. I don't know who's tuned in by phone, but if you have a radio on or a phone, it's unfair to everybody else, and you are just really definitely in your lower self. I don't know. I have a guest asking, can we mute everybody, Mark? If they're going to do that with the phone, and I'll just talk and mute everybody but me. Okay. I'm sorry for all of you. I did surround us in white light, and I guess maybe the false self got angry, you know, woo! Hey, come on, you're sane. Okay, so that goal is to become unique or special. Now, never, don't be mad at yourself in any way with this. It's all, thank you. And I don't know how we get them. Write in the chat room if you want to get back on. I don't know who the person was. I know who can be unmuted, certainly. I know Sherry and Jeff's mom and Sierra, you could unmute them. I'm sorry, Texas and Vermont, you'd have to write in the chat room. I don't know you personally, and I really want to keep that noise out. So, okay, it's not homework. Nancine doesn't like to give homework. It's just recognizing. I hear people say, well, how do I trust it was divine guidance? So we're taking a look at tone. Where is it coming from? Is it fear-based? Or is it a happy voice saying, wow, you're so great, just you can do this, you know? How's your life going? Is it happy every moment? I'm going to be very honest with you. All mine isn't, because my false self gets in there. We're meant to be in bliss 24/7. Bears repeating. So that's an indicator throughout your day when you are not feeling happy. Hand over heart again, something's wrong with your antenna, spirit, and it doesn't take a lot, even though I know you're all working hard trying to make a gain somewhere in this world, but you can even take a breather in the bathroom, put your hand on your heart, breathe, and say, you know, help me. God, source, help me. We all get answers to our prayers. By the way, prayer is very powerful, and I have always been one to say that Our Father is really a beautiful poem and a song, so put your own accent into it. Maybe while you're making up your bed in the morning. I don't know if the guys do that. We girls do. But praying is wonderful. But when you think clearly, you know that most of us wait till the ninth hour to pray. I can't stand this anymore. I'm tired. I've had enough. Here's another part of what we're doing. And for those of you that like to write, you can use a piece of paper or you can write me and I'll remind you another time. On the left, make two columns. On the left, write divine guidance or divine. And on the right, write the word lower or false, because we're going to get right into talking about it. Number one indicator. False guidance uses the pronoun I in your head or immediately outside of your ear if you're clairvoyant in pictures. Angels and God are always speaking in you. You can do it. You want to call? Talk shoe? You want to listen tonight? I don't have time. I am tired. I can't stand anymore. That's the biggest flag I can give you right now if we don't get to all of the two selves, the true self, that's what we're looking for, to connect with. You will receive those messages through when the highway's clear, so to speak, and it will sound like you. Another is angels often use we, and I get a giggle out of it. I get many titles and chapters of books. They don't type, so they never do. All the pages, they'll wake me up in the middle of the night and go, oh, you know what we could do? That's what it sounds like, guys and girls. We, it's teamwork. The lower self is jealous, insecure, feels guilty, competitive. Look, she wrote my book. I was writing that. I had one more page to go. That's why we're trying to shift this focus. This is a rich universe. There's plenty for all of us. Write it again. Say it louder. Say it clearer. Don't your spirit will tell you if it's right for you. Because, as I love the word newsflash, the false self and its guidance, based in fear, wastes time, money, energy, and leads to problems. But here's the newsflash for those of you listening with the heart open. The false self's guidance is 100% reliable, just like God's. And I'm going to say that again because the angels are telling me my air is standing up. The false self's guidance in this world is 100% reliable, just like God's. I told you it's going to be with you till you go. So I don't know, it's kind of like that music, perhaps that was a gift from the heavens that interrupted us. Do you want to listen to that music, or do we want to join together in this conference call? Same thing. We have choices to make. So your higher self is loving, confident, interested in win-win. That's okay. You and you in the chat room and you on the phones, we'll all work together. Hey, we'll listen with our hearts. We're not concerned. The lower self is jealous. Always something is lacking. I don't have enough. Here's something we're all working towards, and I know to many of you that I have had the pleasure of meeting on this station, we all want to be secure in relationships. Well, ask God. Don't wait till the ninth hour. Give me situations, God. It's one of Mark Stanton Welsh's lines in his songs. It's beautiful. Don't wait until it's a catastrophe, because guess what? The lower self fears abandonment. Now, I purposely was quiet for a moment because I don't know about you. When I think the lower self fears abandonment, I go, oh, darn, that's why I've wrecked so many relationships. You know, you let people in. I know a lot of you always ask, am I going to be with this person or that person? And we'd have to look individually. We don't have time for everyone this evening. But the thing is, If you're in the worry position, I've talked to you all before about worry, logic, reasonableness. That's ego. That's lower self saying, oh, you know, I don't want to get involved in that because there's a fear of abandonment. It doesn't matter if it's rightfully so if you were abandoned before. I see a question in the chat room. I will go back to it. I'm just going to call you G. I see it up there, and I promise you I see you're waiting out there. Okay, so these are sound bites again of what does it sound like? You don't need Nancine to tell you. You can internalize. What does it sound like? So get up tomorrow. Come on, God, bring it on. Talk to me. But you have to be willing to listen. Probably the lower self will pop up first, like, now what are you doing? See how like it's like flogging somebody. What are you doing? Aren't we supposed to be at work? What are you doing? You're talking to God. It might even bring in some fears like, wow, are you supposed to be talking to God? Whoa. So start there. That's a great thing to do. Take time and say, come on, God, bring it on. Talk to me. And notice, is it loving? Is it fulfilled in a sense? Does it feel positive? I mean, God's voice might not be as erratic as we want. That's another thing. The lower self changes topics regularly. Your higher self, your true self, when it's connected to true spirit, the receiver receives consistent guidance. I go back to that example when I was saying, I don't want to do this topic tonight. I never heard anything unloving from any angels like, oh, fine, then don't. That's ego, too. So some of you were with me when we did personalities, and there was a method to Nancine's madness having you look at them, because it's not as clear as we think, because the lower self, we'll just call it false self, whatever you like, but you have to call it that because we're talking false guidance, will use many hats. Oh, that's ridiculous. I like you, but let's not get into that. Let's leave that to the nutcases. Well, I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound as loving to me as saying, okay, God, talk to me. Breathing. Just for even seconds. Thinking, wow, I don't know. In that silence, I feel love. I think something's going to happen. I have expectation. I'm focused in the present moment. It doesn't feel impulsive and inconsistent. True guidance is mature. It repeats. It is strong and powerful. Sometimes it's, especially if you're endangering yourself, look out. That's an angel. So it's not always like, I don't mean to impart just because it's loving and sweet that it's not a strong voice. Again, you'll usually hear you or we. I love you. we can do this, as opposed to I. And I'm not asking you to take the I's out of your life. I'm just saying start noticing. Divine guidance will come suddenly in response to a prayer. That's why I encourage you, whatever it is you pray, I compare prayer to poetry. Make your own poem about universe, source, God. And just a jingle every day. Or make it clear. Okay, I'm going to want something in my day. You surprise me, God. Make it clear. And open your eyes. Feel the assurance that you can do it. Here's a very subtle but true remark about your true self. Deep down for each of you, your true self does understand we are all one. We are all equal. False self is just, again, wants to be special and day in, day out. That was good. That was bad. You did better. You did worse. Have fun with this. Just go yada, 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 yeah. It's no different than being in the chat room or my being on the radio. We disconnect. Right now we're all at a real, I can feel the good energy and the quiet place of God. When we disconnect, guess who's going to start yada, yada? Oh, yeah, you did good. Oh, you should have spoke up. Oh, you didn't, you know. Not the same as the you I refer to when somebody's cheerleading you, the I, me. I could have done better. Tearing down the confidence, okay. Here's some examples of a dialogue to bring it clear for you. And again, for those of you that have the right and the left, this is, I'm going to go from left to right. The left is your true self. The right is the false self. Turn left on this road now. False. What a silly thought. The road is way out of my way. Oh, go over and talk to that person. I don't know that person. They probably won't like me. Oh, you know what? Why don't you begin writing your book? Who would publish me? I love you. You're a healer. Only special people are healers. You have so much to give to the world. Yeah, what if you do and you fail? Maybe you should wait till you're rich and famous. People will listen to you. Spend time in nature today. Oh, I'm tired. I'll go for a walk tomorrow. Call Nancine today. Why bother? She probably won't remember me. Everything's going to work out. Everything's going to work out. Everything's going to work out. Oh, what if it doesn't? So I hope for those of you listening, you hear some of those differences and begin to notice for yourself. Try making your own journal, a two-column journal, and notice the way thoughts and things come through for you. I really, really want this for you. Your Creator's voice has never left you. And it's the easiest way, the most joyful way in all areas of your life to go through what we call the soul lessons. So now that I've shared with you a little bit about discerning and thank you. I don't know. I never know if you people want me to mention names or not when you're in the chat room, but I see you. I'll just say see that. Well, you all know one another. Oh, well. Anyway, anytime you want more examples of this, I realize we're only on a short conference call and we had interruptions. For all of you that give of this time to ask intuition and guides, you know, write me if you get confused. Here's why I'm also bringing this to the forefront for you, particularly now, and we're not going to dredge it, but with the economy, with the elections, I am shocked, but this is what my angels tell me, that every one of us is receiving divine guidance currently about 1% of our time. That's scary to me. Remember everything I shared about false guidance. And again, don't try to be one of those people like, oh, I'll go take some classes, I'll get rid of my ego. I told you, it's going to go to the other side too. Just learn the difference. Just like you choose groceries or clothes or anything else and make the choice. 1%, guys and girls, 1%. Wow. What are we doing the other 99? Well, let's just get it out there and say we're watching TV. That's another form I talked about where our beliefs come several months ago. We're certainly all emotionally involved in politics. That's false guidance. I want to tell you quite clearly, and I get many emails because of the type of work I'm in, we do not currently have an avatar on Earth that is running for office. And I'll just leave that out there. So people that are sending you emails and selling things, look at the checklists I'm giving you. Obviously, we've all got to keep on earning money to put bread on the table. Obviously, we all will say choose to vote and make our world better. But please, folks, don't think it's involved with divine guidance. Divine guidance is saying, forget about it. Come on, what do you want to do? Let's talk about your life purpose. Everything's going to be okay. You hear that difference? I'm seeing, Jane, you're saying head. Yeah, love your head. But if you're talking about, and what's scary to me as a practitioner of many years is there are people saying, and I'm going to touch on a little, oh, I'm channeling this information. If you don't first get divine guidance down, please don't go out and study how to be a channel. First do it for yourself. Isn't that what everything is about? I mean, if you're riding a bike, you're going to learn to ride before you take some young 5-year-old and say, get on the back. So be of true self-ish. Give to yourself. Learn divine guidance. It's okay, as Tina and I call it, to go in your cave for a while and be quiet. Get the connectors going. Just notice. Have some fun with that in the week forward when you do, and I'm not saying don't have any leisure, don't watch TV. But notice the difference as opposed to when if you take one morning and make your bed and dance around and sing aloud what prayer you made up or one of the rote ones you may know, and, that feels good. And then just be quiet. None of this takes long, guys and girls. And notice the difference at the feeling level. Now, I have a responsibility to you all. You've been so kind and patient. I'm saying, tap into divine guidance. I would want to know, who am I talking to? So very briefly, as we won't have all the time, I'm going to give you a discussion of or an explanation of the divine players, okay? All right, let me pause for a minute. This is wonderful. Thank you all for all your questions. Let me take a look, see. I'm going to start with G. You've been so patient. We'll go back to it at the end. Hopefully we'll do some angel-specific readings. But the first thing I get about your long-distance relationship is just breathe and don't worry as much about it. It's going to be okay. Focus on what you came here to do. I'm hearing some lovely things may bring you a little closer in distance, perhaps a career change, maybe you're going to buy a timeshare. So that's a little bit of what I hear, and we'll go back, I promise. Okay, we thank you, Guest 8, for helping us mute the phones. We thank you, Mark, for doing it. Okay, well, thank you all. You're just talking. I feel, what's that wonderful thing where somebody says, talk among yourself? There was a joke like, you're just doing so great. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to talk to you about the players, okay? I don't want you going away saying, okay, because I have a responsibility to you as a trained psychic teacher to not just cut you free and then you're not there yet, perhaps, and that lower voice talks to you. And by the way, that's how these extreme things happen where somebody goes and kills somebody or something and, blames it on God. It's because they didn't know the difference in the voices. So your divine guidance, that you never, ever lose, that's inborn. You are talking to God and angels. You are. Isn't that a great thing to hear tonight, if nothing else? Why don't I see them, Nancy? Why can't I hear their messages clearly? Again, these are minor tune-up things. That's what Tina does. That's what I do. But you are connected. I want you to know that angels are one with God. It's another, again, another long talk of a kind. Angel energy, angels are God's messages. Again, if you like source, universe, of love. And I love that because God is 100% love, always giving love, we always have angels. There's no disconnect. Very important to your ears and your understanding. Angels have never taken on a physical body. Therefore, they vibrate at the highest possible speed of light right there with God, Source. So are you dissing God? No, it's one and the same. If you talk to one of your guardian angels, everyone in this chat room has at least two. I see them and they came with you. Oh, and somebody's telling me, oh, well, I have three. I hear you. So, yeah, I know. I'm trying to keep up with you. People are fast typing, and I'm trying to get this through you. So God and angels, that goes with divine guidance, a given, okay? A given. Now, let me touch on ascended masters. We know the list of the many famous. I can't name them all either, so don't be concerned. But Jesus, Buddha, Lady Nada, I'm not going to name them all. There are books for you to go and check out all their names, but the list is ad infinitum. They have lived here. How I explain it to people always is they never lost track of their connection. Okay, they did the same. They took on the same as we did and said, okay, and they got that little lower self. But the whole time they lived and walked here, they knew it. And they tuned it out over staying tuned in to divine guidance. So we call them ascended masters, where we all hope to be with soul lessons one day. When you connect with them, know that they lived here. Their guidance is strong and pure for you, each of you, from the time you were born till the time you die, definitely has a guide with you. I'm going to talk on that in a minute, but I want to keep them separate by God and angels, ascended masters. Again, I'm sorry I don't have the whole long list, so if I forgot somebody, go ahead and type them in, but you know who we're talking about, lived here. Holy, holy, holy is what comes through from the angels. Never, never bought it that this is the real me, meaning the lower self, new, always in touch with the connection. So it's great to pray to them for help. They've been in situations as us and certainly brought it out a lot better, a lot faster. I want to go now and switch with all of you to deceased loved ones and spirit guides. And this is probably the most important part to my heart. Yes, everyone has spirit guides. It takes some training to connect with them. You can do it. What you need to know is they too had a physical experience. They lived here, probably in one of your other lifetimes, guys and girls, probably then. As far as parents, grandparents, likely it's usually a great-grandparent. And what's the scoop on that, Nancy? Well, it's just simple. They need to, remember I said about the lower self cocoon and all, family members that die? They need to go back, unlike teachers, the ascended masters who ascended heavenly and knew that. The deceased loved ones, they go back and have some training. Spirit guides lived here say I said your great grandparent or great great grandparent. That's about as close as it'll come. I'll go back to parents and deceased ones in a minute. Spirit guides are probably from, again, from another lifetime, another planet. Someone in our audience is a star person. I can see that around you. And that's why you need to, I'm just putting messages that are coming through for me out to you. I'm feeling sort of it's you, Sierra. You need to ask Archangel Michael to get you the download from tonight's meeting and get some good rest. You don't have to go to every meeting at your mothership. Okay, going back. I do that because the angels are pulling me around, so I don't want to miss messages that they have for you. Spirit guides help you, but you have to realize you have free will. So they don't make the decisions for you, but these are people, again, not ascended masters, but they did live here. They have been back in light for millenniums, and they can offer you options. So that's why if you have a spirit guide, as I have an Indian chief White River, I will turn and say, what are my choices? What should I do? But they don't take you over, so to speak, and run your life for you. That's why divine guidance is the best, kids. It's the best. Go in there and say, oh, thanks for the two options. Now I'll check in with my divine connection, my God connection, and see what my free will tells me works for me. Also, your deceased loved ones. Now, I said great-grandpa could have studied long enough. And I want to remind you all, and you say, oh, God, you mean we did all this hard work here? See, that's the lower ego going, oh, God, and, oh, I've got to work more over there. Well, the trick is we want to be able to shed the ego cocoon like a butterfly as easily and as quickly as possible when we pass through the veil, when we pass through light, the heavens, whatever your heart holds. And that's how we have soul lessons, and there's levels of them. In some areas, we're beginners. I include myself and everyone. Like, wow, I didn't know I came here to learn that. In other areas, many of you are masters. So it depends, you know, how fast. But it brings me to telling you about why, for a start, to you tap into your own divine guidance, it helps to go to a trained sixth sensory because guess what? Your deceased loved one's advice is the same as when they lived here. And they have a little more invested in affecting your free will and your choices, okay? Sherry, I see you. I will get to you in just a moment. So that's not saying, oh, you mean I don't need to love them? But many of you, you may have, especially if it's recent, and God bless you, a lot of people have been checking out. I've lost 2 friends this month. I shouldn't say lost, but it feels that way. But when they come around now, as beautiful as they were, even if you paled out with them and said, I always loved Nancine's advice, or I always loved my mother or father's advice, when they're on the other side, and not, I mean, it's like, wow, just like we came here, and wow, look at the stuff. Going the other way is like saying, wow, you don't need any stuff here? Awesome. So really, they're just so excited. All they want to do is tell you, awesome, I'm okay. But if they're visiting you, which they will do, or moving things in your home, or if you're clairaudient and you're hearing them, it's probably going to be they're still connecting their lower self to your lower self. Understand? There's no judgment or bad. But they and we haven't got it all polished up yet, so it's divine. So my personal coaching advice is stay with your angels. Stay with your source. Baby step, baby step. I know Tina knows, and I don't know if Mark knows, but one of my favorite jokes is that I ask everybody to go ahead and start a rumor that Nancine channels Augie Gablutz. And I say that because I guarantee you there's someone's lower self out there that will whisper the next one, do you know Nancine Meyer? And the person wants to say, I never heard of her. But when the person adds, she channels Augie Gablutz. Oh, yes, I've heard her speak. So you see how humorous it is to carve out special, different. And what I want for you is to have divine guidance to recognize it. I think we'll probably take next month when I join you. If they don't get rid of me, they'll have me. I'm supposed to be here in November, and I'll really deeply take you into some tests for understanding which of the four clairs you use for communication. I don't know if we'll have time, but that is a big part of responding, okay? Know who you're talking to. Know the players, God and the angels. Talking to you every day, you're talking to them. Hey, newsflash, maybe I ought to watch what I'm saying, huh? What if I'm saying out loud, oh, I'm mad now. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that radio show. Whoa, hey, I'm always connected to God. Universe is saying, okay, you don't get to do it. You see, all of this is interconnected, those of you that have joined me from time to time. Beliefs, emotions, personalities, all part of our beautiful physical self. But hello, not divine guidance. So just begin working with it. We'll talk about and work with, oh, by the way, work with healing any relationship that with God that you may have received from churches or non-churches. Again, remember we talked about how sweet, how loving, how supportive, how much God is inside of you and connected. And so I have a friend that uses this expression, go on, get it out, God can take it. And I like that. So, you know, if you feel like yelling first, like I don't want to talk to him or her, would you, oh, wow, you're all, okay, I'm going to, I think we're going to, what I'll try to do with all of you is let me get as complete as I can in fairness to all the audience, and then we'll allow the last 5 minutes for those of you that have specific questions, okay? Again, a lot of breathing during this time. One little commitment to yourself. I want to receive my divine guidance clearly. I want to open up. Just that's all. That's the whole prayer you need for tomorrow. Make it a little dance. I'm going to open up, God. I want to hear you. Isn't that why that wonderful song was out there, to hear you more clearly? Make a song and dance out of it again while you're doing the bed. Guess what? The bed gets made so much faster. It's awesome. Again, know the difference. Divine guidance, lower self. If you are already there and you are getting involved in channeling, there's other, maybe another time, there's other things you should do, like don't forget white light, work with angels. So again, you're going to go through your soul's life the way you choose, but I'm just saying, because I do love you dearly, start with divine guidance. And guess what? God will tell you it's time. And the guides will come into your life as they are there now. They're not messing with your free will, nor do angels. So you got to ask. I get up every day and go, thank you, angels. And my husband says, what did they do now? You just got up. I said, I don't know. That's my little thing, and you can have that for saying, come on in. I know you're there, and I'd like to be directed and helped by you. So open up. I'm going to try to take a couple of your questions now, and then if not, we'll go back. I promise you all, and if you will write to me and say yes, no, or anything you want to talk about next month, just email me, Nancine. It's an Nancine at Main Street Angel. And we can talk some more. What I was going to put out there is please let us know what you want to talk about. Again, I don't know why we're doing this. I know you're all excited about, wow, I just want to do this sixth sense stuff. And I get this big, as I'm clairvoyant, yellow flag, almost like in the car races from the angels, like, let's do divine guidance first. So somebody doesn't say, darn, I quit my job. I quit my job because my sixth sense told me. See? Can you all feel how it's important to know the difference? And by the way, I'm right there with you. I forget. That's the joy of life. And it wouldn't be, for all the bumbles in life, wouldn't it be much more fun at the end of the day to say, wow, I guess I was really following my lower self, than to beat yourself up? So maybe tomorrow I'll try divine guidance. Maybe I'll say, okay, what's my next step? Okay, we're going to go. Sherry, I'm hearing very clearly for you. What bounced off the page is the next right step, and your angels are saying, let go of the need to be right or wrong again. That's what we're talking about, lower self, and just take a step. Take a step, and you decide. Decide what feels happy. Remember I started you all out having you push the corners of your lips up there, and do that every day, by the way. Check your smile. And we all brush and floss, but check your smile, you know. Work it, as they say in the gym. Work that smile. So that's what I'm hearing for you right now. Immediately, is they dance and say with a little sign, oh, you're waiting for the next right step. Just breathe into it. And the affirmation is, I decide. Very difficult for all of you hearing this, and usually messages touch on everybody's heart in some way. It's very difficult, again, with the money scene, the job scene. Rather than be living in fear of loss, fear of change, use divine guidance to say, you know, I'll just put that fear over there on the playground for a while. Archangel Uriel will keep it there and return it to you if you wish. That's Archangel Uriel. He has a whole big yard for egos and all. So put that over there. In the morning, a lot of times I say, before I'm with you, I ask Uriel, would you just go mind my ego for a while? So I assume they're probably on the swings or something. Put it aside, all of you, with career, job, money issues. Listen to God's voice, again, source, universe, which sounds like, you know what? Seeing as we're not making any money, seeing as getting a great job is just not falling along. This is a great time out, as you do for your children. Think about what I want. I don't know. For some of you, I hear you haven't played in a long time. Happy. This is a Nancyism I've shared some of you, and I purposely use ain't. If it ain't happy, it ain't God. So be happy, okay? And I clearly hear that for you. Sherry is... write that sentence out for yourself. What is the next right step in my career? And then get one of those, you know how they do the knot in the circles? Put that circle, they're showing me this, right around those two words, next right, and cross it out. And tape that somewhere. And then keep putting the question out there to your divine self with your spirit connected. What is the next step, please? And with the divine, it's perfectly fine, just as with the human beings to say, hello, I'm asking you, hello, because they're at a very high vibration. And your lower self jumps in quickly to say, see, they're not answering. They're not answering. Well, again, I tell people when I hear clairaudiently, it sounds so fast sometimes I get a headache. It's like, mum, 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 mum. It's not a verbalization. So do that, Sherry. Start there. We can work on it more, but I'm hearing that so strongly for you, those two words, next right, and just let your spirit say, what's the next step? What's the next happy step in my career? You will get an answer, okay? Next step. Getting back. You started is the first part. You did start to take care of yourself. You did, just by putting it out there, okay? And look at you already took the word right out of there, so the angels are going, yahoo, yahoo, babaloo, okay? So you are starting to take care of yourself. A little bit I hear is you haven't given yourself permission to, if you will, blow off some relationships that you already know aren't the best. And I'm hearing lady friends, so I'm not hitting on anybody's guy-girl relationship or vice versa. I'm hearing you're hanging with some women that
they gotta
a little
go.
Bit grounded. Hi, is that you, Sierra?
Yeah.
Okay, you're hanging around with some women that are just more into the club kind of thing, and
right.
I'm not saying that with any judgment on them, but for divine guidance, for the things you want to really connect, what's the next step, you can't be hanging out with quilters. That's what the angels say. Now, they just use analogies like that, okay?
I know.
So And again, I'm pretty sure, Sierra, for you, rest is the fact that you have this star connection. And those people, again, a new topic, if you ever want to talk in detail, book a session with me. Have etheric, everybody knows what etheric is, thanks Mark, silver cord connecting you to what I call your mothership in another galaxy. And the galaxy that you come from finds Earth not only 101 but very violent. I hope you don't mind me saying this aloud with people on the air.
Okay.
Nothing to worry about. What's going on is, that's why you're extraordinarily affected by the world. You know it's changing, but the signs don't seem right. But you kind of have a comfort zone because you're going to meetings every night. Guess why you're tired? You got a cord connected to your back, and you wear a big silver etheric helmet. So, you know, I tell you all, we live in a physical world. Give it physical signs and symbols. When you go to bed tonight, say, God, Archangel Michael, give me the download, and I'm going to take this off now, and use your hands. And just as when we were young, we lost that, guys and girls. We lost that wonderful part of us that could pretend. That's how you break through the veil. Take the helmet off. Ask them to get you the download of the meeting, and go to sleep. Sleep well.
Thank you.
Jane, again, I'm hearing, okay, you've been told. What I hope you heard tonight is you don't have to be told. In your deepest knowingness, what we need to do is find your style, and I really hoped that we would get to that more tonight. Each one of you, we all have them all, but we all lean. Like, because since 5, I could see things, I leaned towards clairvoyant. I could hear things. I thought everybody heard them. That's clairaudience. So it's about developing your style. I'm hoping next month I can talk about them in detail. I call them the four clairs. And when you find your style, you combine it with knowing, you're saying, I'm hearing guidance. Go back to this list. Is it loving? Is it supportive? When we say, I feel I'm hearing, you tomorrow morning say, give me divine guidance, and remember that pronoun you. Here you are. That's how God. Here you are, Jane. Here you are. Okay. It was so important for me. I know we're running out of time to be with you all tonight. To help you hasten your way. You don't need me. You have this connection, but I want to help you know the very deeply carved differences between the two. And again, in closing, because it's a beautiful question for everybody with Jane, I've been told I have psychic ability. This may help you. God's not going around telling you, because he figured you knew that. He never took it away. He, she, source, okay? So you want to know those differences between higher and lower self, because what have I taught you all? I do take credit for that. Can be an ego cap. Hey, you've got it. Go use it. Hey, you know what? I know what'll help. Quit your job. I, okay? So that's a part for you too, Jane. And I'm saying that with love, not with criticism, is God's not telling any of us, you've got it. You're special. What did I say? That's the job of the lower self. So work with Archangel Uriel, Jane, and say, hey, give me a little break from the ego so I can really connect and begin to say, not I've been told, not I feel, but I am divine. I receive divine guidance. And we'll work with your style. I'm hearing there's a little bit of what I would call organized religion fears around it, and you want to get that cleared up before you take a leap and kick the cat out, the guy, and change jobs. Okay, Jane? And, you know, again, if you need a session, we've got to go. We got pretty soon. If there's anything anybody else needs, I thank you and love you for being with me. Do it your way. We all have the connection. So if you want to just go outside tomorrow, if your weather provides for wherever you are, just go out there and, again, corners of the lips and look up to your beautiful sky or outward and say, "Got God?" And, you know, those of you that are clairsentient, the hair is going to stand up on your arms a little bit, and you're going to go, "Whoa, awesome." Clarification, who am I speaking? Oh, Jane. Jane, I'm not sure what clarification. I haven't been told in my head. I've been told in readings. Look, I don't want to diss everybody, and we do have to. I can stay a little while with you, but Mark is being so great there, and he is the home life. Look, I'm just going to say it because my guide's telling me to tell all of you. That is a big trick of readers and psychics. That's how you get hauled in. So there, okay, is that they tell you you have psychic abilities, okay? Hello, they want to help train them for you. From my heart of hearts, I want to tell each of you, if you'll take some of the guidelines I'm giving you, we'll get you there with no pain, no cost. Okay, and I think that's what you really needed to hear, Jane, is you've got it. And by the way, there's no rush. Can I close by saying all that? Just please, if you get up tomorrow and go, okay, this is Jane, I know I've got it, okay, it's not working. That's that erratic part of the lower self. So go, you know, have a breakfast or finish whatever proposal, look through the newspaper, Sierra for the job, cross out the next right, do something for yourself. I want to love you all and thank you for being here and tell you, indeed, darlings, it's about you. And I love you, and I look forward to being with you next time at Talk Shoe. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.